In our business report today, two U.S. cities duke it out over Latin America. A major competition is heating up between Atlanta and Miami. The outcome will determine which city is ultimately the U.S. gateway to Latin America. Billions of dollars are at stake. Joshua Leves reports.
Miami is known for its links to Central and South America. The culture, the people, even the music carry that image. It helps draw businesses.
Miami is what we call Northern South America.
That's Cristian Toro, who runs a media company in Colombia. He and other Latin American business leaders see Miami as a home away from home and a natural place to set up shop in the U.S. Gabriel Montoya is vice president of Venezuela-based Cisneros Group.
In terms of accessibility, in terms of availability of bilingual human resources, of high qualified people that understand the region, that come from the region, it's very convenient.
It means a steady influx of new businesses and jobs for Miami. It also helps increase Florida's trade ties with Latin America, boosting the state's coffers. But in recent years, Atlanta has been trying to usurp Miami's position.
We have spent a lot of time and effort and energy in really making the connection to Latin America.
Hans Gant is head of economic development for the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce.
Chile and Brazil and Argentina are considered, to a great extent, emerging economies. As these economies mature, they're going to reach out to establish foreign direct investment in other parts of the world. When that happens, we want to be in the position to attract that foreign direct investment here.
Georgia is playing to its strengths. It doesn't have Florida's bountiful Latin American culture, but Governor Sonny Perdue argues the state has something else.
We believe that Georgia has what I've called a corner store location.
Standing before a room full of Latin American business leaders at a summit in Atlanta, Perdue spoke of the huge Atlanta airport and the state's two ports. He said it makes the best business sense to bring in goods through Georgia.
Marketing and logistics will ultimately figure that out. The shortest, the cheapest, the most efficient route to the customer.
The hope is that Latin American businesses will agree and build their U.S. headquarters in Atlanta. It's tough to overestimate how much Georgia wants this. The state recently spent more than $100 million in new technology at the ports, and the Atlanta airport's new fifth runway cost $1.3 billion. State leaders say both are part of the Latin American strategy, and apparently they're helping.
Atlanta is really an up-and-comer.
Mark Smith oversees Western Hemisphere Affairs for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He says parts of Texas and California that do a lot of business with Mexico are pursuing Latin America, but it's really a two-way fight.
The most vigorous competition right now is between Atlanta and Miami in terms of for the title of the gateway to the Americas.
Business leaders are looking ahead, far ahead. Again, Hans Gant of the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce.
We have strong belief that somewhere in the future, whether it's near or far, there is going to be a free trade agreement of the Americas. We want to be the location that is ultimately selected as the headquarters of the FTAA or the secretariat of the FTAA. We've been marching down this road with a campaign to position ourselves just for that.
That might be putting the cart before the horse, since it's not clear a hemispheric free trade zone will ever get the needed support in this country or south of the equator. But Governor Perdue projects optimism.
The business community can lead us oftentimes in creating relationships that may not exist in a political way. So hopefully that will be the case.
Perdue spoke to reporters after his speech at the third annual SUMEC Conference of Latin American Business Leaders. The conference was originally planned for Miami. Organizers say 3 years ago, Atlanta made a series of phone calls and swiped it away. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.